We are about to begin Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. The halachas of Bein Hamtzarim, we'll be doing one sif at a time. These are long sifim. Today we'll be doing just sif Aleph. Mishenichnas Av Mematim Besimcha. So the halacha is that when Av comes in, there is a chiyuv of being Mamayit Besimcha. The Magen Avraham says that means you're not to be Sameach altogether. He gets this from a Tosfos. In the Sharet Siyun, the Mishneh Berurah has a tzad to say that maybe the halacha is not that way. You are mamayit from your simcha, but you're allowed to be sameach a bit. But in the Mishneh Berurah, he does not bring this, and he seems to be going with the halacha that you don't do any dover shel simcha. Says the Mechaber now. Uvar Yisrael, this is a Gemara in Tainis, the Islay Dina Bahade Kusi, a Jew that has a court case with a non-Jew. Lishtamet minei, he should avoid it. He should stall. Dereya mazle, because this is not an opportune time for anything that you need a special siyata d'shmaya for. The mazel at this time is one of peronus. How far does this go? So the Mishneh Berurah brings that really it's the entire month of Av. However, in a makom tzoruch, you could be makel after Tisha B'Av. The next halacha then, Hagah says the Ramah, Mila shima Rish Chodesh at Tisha B'Av. If there's a bris mila from Rish Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, Noagim sha mol of al bris va'via ben lov shim bigdei Shabbos. So the minig is that the mol, the bal bris, meaning the sandik, it's the way the Mishneh Berurah explains it, and the father of the tinok that's being nimol. Lov shim bigdei Shabbos, they put on bigdei Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber never said that there was any isser of wearing bigdei Shabbos. The Ramah is already telling us that there's an isser of wearing bigdei Shabbos from Rosh Chodesh Av on. Except for the case of a bris mila, where the Moel, the Sandik, and the Aviya Ben are allowed to wear bigdei Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah adds to this that the kvater, the man who brings in the tinok, cannot wear bigdei Shabbos. But the woman who does, the woman who is kvater, does wear Big Day Shabbos, because that's all a woman could really do. In other words, since that is the only part of the bris that a woman can actually do something active in, that becomes sort of like the sandik, and therefore she's allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos. Avo b'lav hachi aser, but otherwise it's aser. So the Mechaber just brought down Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. The Ramah added to that, that from the beginning of Av, we do not wear Big Day Shabbos. Says the Ramah now, Afilu B'Shabbos Shel Chazon, Ein Machlifin Lilbosh Big Day Shabbos. Not only is it that on a weekday you don't wear Big Day Shabbos, but even on Shabbos Chazon, one does not wear Big Day Shabbos. Ki Im HaKsones Lavad. Other than the Ksones, the shirt, that you're allowed to wear on that Shabbos. What's the reason for it? Because the reason you want to change that is not to make it more beautiful, but the reason you change your shirt is because it gets all sweat. Based on this, the Mishneh Berurah says that socks too can be changed, l'kavod Shabbos Chazon. Avol porsin paroches shel Shabbos, but the Shabbos paroches on the Aron Kodesh, that is put out, im lo shira Tisha B'Av v'Shabbos v'nidche. Sha'ozein porsin paroches shel Shabbos. The Ramah's shita is that if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, even though we fast on Sunday, on that Shabbos you leave the weekday parochas up on the Aron Kodesh. Umi shiyesh lo nesuin b'Shabbos nachamu muter lilbosh bigdei Shabbos b'Shabbos shel Chazon. Whereas someone who has an ofruf, meaning they're getting married during the week after Tisha B'Av, so the Shabbos before that, if Tisha B'Av falls sometime in the beginning or the middle of the week and he's getting married after that, so Shabbos Chazon will be the Ofruf. The Chasm, and the Mishneh Berurah adds also the Avi Chasm, the parents of the Chasm, meaning the father of the Chasm and the father of the Kala, they can all wear Big Day Shabbos, L'Kovid the Chasm. Whereas on Tisha B'Av, that's Chali Yispe Shabbos, says the Mishneh Berurah, so there it's only the Chasm himself who wears Big Day Shabbos, but the parents do not. So on a regular Shabbos Chazon, then the parents could too, and on the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av itself, then it's only the Chazon could and not the parents. And this is all wearing Big Day Shabbos. We're not talking about wearing new clothing. New clothing would be yasser for everybody, including the chassan himself. Now, this is all the minhag of the machaber. Excuse me, of the Ramah. The Ramah is saying that the minhag is not to wear Big Day Shabbos for Shabbos Chazon. From Rosh Chodesh Av and on Shabbos, one does not wear Big Day Shabbos. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's a Magen Avram, that they didn't wear a Shabbos talis. They wore their weekday Shabbos. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minag in Vilna, Alpi the Gra, is to wear Big Day Shabbos. Some are knowing to change one beged. And then he brings down that Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes the same thing in the name of his father, the Chacham Tzvi. And that seems to be the minag in most places today, that we wear regular Big Day Shabbos, and you do change the parochas. We do not have the weekday parochas. Even if Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos and is a Nidcha, still on Shabbos itself, we wear Big Day Shabbos, and we do not show any signs of Avelis B'Far Hesia. With regard to taking a haircut, what is the din? What is the din of taking a haircut? So we will see later what the various minhagim are of when there's an iser. But the shaila is, what do you do in the case of a bris? So let me just give a basic outline of the various timelines, or the timeline according to the Machaber and the timeline according to the Ramah. The Mishnah says, Mishnichnes av mamatin besimcha. The Mishnah also tells us that in the Suda HaMafsekes, you cannot have Basar V'yayin and Shnei Tavshilin. And in the Shavua Shechalba, in the week of Tisha B'Av, there is an Isser of Kibbutz and Tisporis. You're not supposed to wash clothing and you're not supposed to cut hair. The Mechaber follows the din of the Mishnah. That means the Mishnah and the Gemara, and that is that from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av, there's a din of Mamatin Besimcha, and we'll see all the different things that are included in Mamatin Besimcha. The next halach is Shavua Shechalba, would be Osir in Tispores and Kibbutz, which is cutting hair and washing clothing, and we'll see in Rechitz as well, bathing. And the Suda HaMafsekes has its halach of being Osir with Basar V'yayin and meat and wine. And then the Machaber brings down various minhagim of how early people stopped having meat and wine. The Ramah begins the Isser of the Isser or some of the Miktsas Avelos already from Shivasar B'Tammuz. We're going to see, he says that one doesn't get married from Shivasar B'Tammuz, and the minig is not to cut hair from Shivasar B'Tammuz. The halach of Shavua Shechalba, where there's an Isser of kibbutz, of washing clothing, so there the Ramah brings that our minig is, the minig Ashkenaz, is to begin from Rosh Chodesh Av. Based on that, we now have the question, what is the halacha of a bris that takes place after Rosh Chodesh Av? Since the minig Ashkenaz is to extend the Isser Tisporis from Shavua Shechalba to the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av, from Mishnichnas Av, what is the halacha of a bris? The Mishnah Berurah sends us to the Shari Tshuva. In the Shari Tshuva, he brings two dais. He begins with the Ber Hativ, who says that since the Mechaber does not, since the Ramah doesn't bring a heter of Tisporis for a bris, it must be that he holds that there is no heter. To that, the Shari Tshuva brings upon him Iris, who says the other way around, that he should have mentioned that it was Aser. Since he didn't mention that it was Aser, then it's Mutter. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shari Tzion brings the Chasam Sofer, who is Matir. The Shari Tshuva brings a Deya, who is Mechalik between Shavua Shechalba, which is Medina the Gemara, and there, even for a bris, one doesn't take a haircut, as opposed to from the beginning of Av, which is only a Minag, and that Minag did not include a Baal Bris, so that a Baal Bris is allowed to take a haircut. So the Mishnah Berurah, although he wasn't Machriya, he sent us on the one hand to the Shari Tshuva, who seems to be Mechalek, and then in the Shari Tzion, he mentions the Chasam Sofer, who sees there a heter of Tisporis for a bris all the time. There's no, the Suri Tisporis don't apply for a Baal Bris. Yes, so it comes out it comes out lemaisa that the halacha of mishenichnas av mamatim besimcha begins in Rosh Chodesh. Thus far, the only halacha of it that we learned was the halacha of Isra Mazlei, that this is not an opportune time to go to court with a non-Jew, because the mazel of Klal Yisrael is not especially great at the time. And we also learned the minig of the Ramah of not wearing Big Day Shabbos from Rosh Chodesh Av, including on Shabbos, but there the Gra disagrees. And in the case of a Bris Milah, the Avi Aben, the Sandik, we saw the woman who was the Kvater, as well as the Moel, are allowed to wear Big Day Shabbos.